We start in Gauteng. 4 minibus taxis satellite in the Joburg CBD on Saturday morning in what is believed to be another outbreak of taxi violence. The Joburg Metro Police saying that the Commissioner Street had been closed. At least 4 taxis were on fire, probably linked to taxi violence. The incident happened next to the Carlton Centre, which is a very busy shopping mall in the inner city. And of course, if you follow social media, you would have seen the videos being shared there. The MEC for Transport in Gauteng, Jacob Mambobolo, held a meeting yesterday with Joburg Taxi Associations and the two warring federations, the Witwatersrand African Taxi Association, as well as the Nansfield Dube West Association. The meeting coming after that violence erupted, of course, on Saturday. The deadly conflicts over the routes have been ongoing for years, with brokered peace talks only lasting for brief periods until clashes would erupt again. Speaking on behalf of the National Taxi Alliance is Theo Malele, joins me on the line now. Theo, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning to you and good morning to your listeners, and thanks for having me.
What is at issue for this latest round of violence, as far as you know?
The latest round is as a result of drivers who actually fought with the drivers of a sister association. Basically, that's Nandue Taxi Association's drivers who started this furor. Apparently, they were spotted shouting people even where water taxis had been parked to wait to load for customers. So it is basically drivers that started this, and the taxi industry would actually want to address the nation tomorrow with regards to this, and put the record straight regarding the recent spate of violence.
When you're referencing tomorrow, what's happening tomorrow, Theo?
We'll have a press brief where the members, executive members of the said associations, would actually publicly explain as to what is this that happened and what their intentions are with regards to what happened yesterday. Basically, they would be apologizing and, putting things, in proper perspective. In other words, those that have actually crossed the line, the law enforcement must actually take its course and ensure that they are brought to book.
In essence, though, it seems to be a routes issue where Africa Milane has been given an operating license to operate certain routes. I know very clearly that I'm not allowed to pick up any passengers along the route that Theo Malele drives in. And clearly, I seem to have disregarded that and went ahead and picked up passengers anyway, because I'm mindful that there's 10 rand to be made with that passenger. And violence then erupting from that.
Yes, yes, yes. It is so sad that this time around it has been precipitated by employees as opposed to employers.
What is the, I suppose, way forward here, Theo, in your opinion? As I indicated in my introduction, this is not the first time we've seen violence in this particular sort of affected route.
The office of the MEC has actually locked horns with the taxi industry from yesterday in trying to ascertain as to what is this that needs to happen. So I guess we should be hearing more of that after consultations. You remember we met yesterday, so there will also be meetings today. And so probably by the end of today, we should know basically what would the way forward be.
What measures do you as an alliance, do the various taxi associations, and does the MEC and his department have in actually making sure that things like this don't ever happen again?
We actually would also be informed by the recommendations that flew out of the recent Commission on Taxi Violence that was led by Judge Shongwe. So we will have to follow those recommendations. I think partially it speaks to the amalgamation of both associations into one, so that there is everlasting peace in the industry.
And would there be? I mean, if the Witwatersrand Taxi Association and the Nancyville Dubbo West Association have been at each other's throats for a very long time, it will make for a very unhappy family home then.
Of course it would, but we'll have to undergo a democratization process where all will have to choose the leadership that they so wish to lead their actually operations. Basically, if all of them are really serious in making money and not creating enemies, I think that solution would be ideal.
In the Western Cape, obviously, Paarl particularly, the area was affected by conflict between Codeta and Qatar, and the MEC for Transport in the Western Cape decided then to suspend that route. My understanding is that to date, there is no service between Paarl and Bellville, which was the main issue of contention. Would this be an option that would be available to the MEC in Gauteng? I suppose the answer is yes. But as far as you know, is this an option that he is willing to exercise?
Well, I cannot preempt what the MEC would want to actually do. But all that I know is that the MEC would want to see a peace prevailing once and for all in Gauteng going forward. That's what the MEC would like to see happen. He is worried about, you know, that the lives of people that have been threatened, and so is the core leadership of the National Taxi Alliance.
Let me ask this then as a parting question, Theo. Is it safe for passengers who are on this route to go out and get onto the various taxis today to go to work and to go to school?
It certainly is. Law enforcement agencies were part of the deliberations from yesterday, and they would actually be deployed throughout the possible hotspots. For an example, like in the Johannesburg CBD and the peripheral area of Forsberg, and possibly in the township as well.
Theo Malele, thank you very much indeed for your time this morning. We'll obviously be paying attention to that press briefing tomorrow as well from the two taxi associations. Theo speaking on behalf of the National Taxi Alliance.